Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Congress back to order after engrossment. Reports of select committees, Congressman Keane.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this afternoon. We recommend a due pass recommendation for ONCA 20-73 as amended, ONCA 2076 as amended, ONC 20-82 as amended, with three yes votes of Keane, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We have others that we will move back to later. First is ONCA 7083, an act providing appropriate. Could someone please mute their phones? Everyone.
Adams.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I was just concerned that we have everybody here. We've typically done a roll call to make sure we're back.
I know. Well, I know we're all back. I could hear them all. So we're trying to hurry. ONCA 2073, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $1,016,547. I don't have a committee report, so correct me if that's not the correct amount. We didn't have time to get out committee reports. Congresswoman, Second Speaker Rebhardt is the sponsor. You have 8 minutes as a sponsor and 5 minutes as a member. I would ask that if you all don't need that long, please don't take that long. Congresswoman Rebhardt, you have the floor. How do you wish to proceed?
Okay. I would like to waive my time.
Okay. Anyone else? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONCA 2073 pass?
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keane.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebhardt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Faber.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay, the bill passes. ONCA 2073 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2073 is advanced to enrollment. Please mute your phones. Bill ONCA 2076, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $45,479,534 and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved to the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rebhardt is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time, Speaker.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other members like to speak?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd just like to start where I start most of my college courses, that the budget is a moral document, a point that I stress to each of my students. In the federal government, they make trade-offs between cancer treatment and jet fighters, scientific research and tax cuts, national parks and border fences. These are all decisions with profound moral implications. Budgets, when implemented, can lift millions out of poverty or can consign millions to poverty. They can provide universal health care, or they can take away health care from those who have it. They can fuel wars, or they can support peacekeeping. The budget is a moral document. This document makes unnecessary cuts to the higher education scholarship and the health benefit. And just yesterday, this body passed a resolution demanding an additional $8 million. Today, we received a letter that said, never mind the $8 million, here's $20 million. And we received a letter today from the treasurer that says of the $8 million that we gave them in July, they only needed $5.5 million. But the two sections in question were fully funded when the chief sent them over, and we made cuts because we were told we had to. We now have millions more dollars, and we're still making cuts. This just doesn't smell right. And what do these cuts look like? What does it mean? It means that an Osage student may have to wait for funding in the fall. It means that our elders, who were told by some in this government that their deductible may be covered by the nation this year, suddenly may not have that coverage because we decided to cut. Talk about taking the rug out from underneath you. In the middle of a pandemic, some of us at this table have decided that we just wouldn't do it. Not that we couldn't do it, but that we wouldn't assist some of our elders with their healthcare costs. We could make it easier for elders to have healthcare. And this bill places that in jeopardy. And we could give our students one less thing to worry about come fall. This bill eliminates the health career summer internship program. Shouldn't we be encouraging students to seek a career in healthcare right now? That seems particularly timely and useful. Yet our response is to cut. And some would say that's unnecessary, but I remind you that we seem to be finding millions of dollars by the day at this point. Additionally, I can't support this bill because it clearly violates the single subject rule. Article 6, Section 12 says that each law shall embrace but one subject, which shall express in the title. Our title here is that ONCA 2076 is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021. And I'll stop right there. Three sections of this bill appropriate funds to revolving funds. In Section 5, it states that these funds are to be treated differently and not subject to fiscal year limitations. In order for the title of this bill to be accurate with regard to the content of this bill, it would need to state and the revolving funds administered by the executive branch. The word and is a big indicator there that this is not a single subject. And we made an attempt to address this. On 9/21 during the education meeting at minute mark, 1 hour and 18 minutes, our legislative council stated this, that the argument revolves around how you were expressing the single subject of this bill. So I believe that the speaker's intent is to say that if all the items are administered by the executive branch, or at least everything contained within this bill are administered within the executive branch, and if that's the single subject, then I feel we're in compliance. In citations and arguments presented before the Supreme Court, the Congress submitted this language, and we said that it didn't violate the Constitution, quote, because the Constitution is not violated if the provisions related to one subject indicated in the title are parts of it, or incidental to it, or reasonably connected with it, or in some reasonable sense auxiliary to the subject of the statute. We argued that before, and we lost. The argument was made by the same attorney who argued before the court in 2016, and we now offer the same justification. The Supreme Court has already rejected the, quote, liberal application of the single subject rule. And in their opinion, they said that the Constitution enumerates those acts of Congress that may cover related topics under one subject. Congress can establish a different effective date for legislation under Article 6, Section 13. Article 6, Section 22 directs Congress to adopt a merit-based employment system and include employee grievance procedures. Congress is also directed to adopt laws and the defined and nepotism. The Association Governor and Tribal Enterprise Board. Article 13 directs Congress to establish a comprehensive election process covering multiple facets of the process from administration to how disputes should be processed. Article 6, the quote from the Supreme Court, does not authorize a multifaceted appropriation law, such as what Congress proposed to exercise in the disputed legislation before us. And further, quote, they say, we therefore hold that the Constitution's mandate that legislation address one subject means that legislation cannot take the form of an omnibus bill, one bill that addresses multiple subjects. This is, by definition, an omnibus bill, and I have a duty to heed the guidance of the Supreme Court. In the last 24 hours, we've uncovered at least $8 million by resolution.
Fine.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other members? Hearing none, the question is, shall ONC 20...
I have a comment, please.
Okay. Congressman Tillman.
That's right. Thank you, Speaker Pratt. And I haven't wrestled with ONCA 2076 at all. I've just been concerned about bills that are passed out of one committee and they all funnel towards the Appropriations Committee. It wasn't appeared to be coming out of a certain committee, then it would go to the Appropriations Committee. So I've just never seen that done yet in my 4 years here, as often as that has happened. This bill is going to cut the health benefit fund, scholarships, Osage Nation prevention, summer internships, and as Congressman Potts spoke about the single subject law. I too was very pleased to find out yesterday's request to the treasurer of the nation about ONCA 2034, the $8.166 million appropriated to the treasurer to help during the pandemic. And yesterday, if you'll go back and listen, he said that they had spent all of that money. Well, it comes to find out that he gave us a report today, which indicates that they have not spent all of that money. And in fact, there's $2.598 million left in the fund as of today. Well, by law, those unspent funds should have reverted back to the permanent fund September 1 of this year. And if you'll look at the report from the treasurer, if that money would have went back when it was supposed to the permanent fund, there would have been an extra $1.6 million gone back to the permanent fund because there was an expense on 902 for $834,000. There was an expense transaction on 923 just last week for $733,000. Those two transactions should have not happened according to the law of ONCA 2034. So in fact, there should be close to $3.7 million returned to that permanent fund, which that did not happen. So I see that we're making a lot of cuts and adjustments, and to me, they're premature. I think that we're sitting very well right now, according to the casinos' communications with us, with the additional monies that they're going to be sending the nation. So I'll be a no vote on ONCA 2076 for the reasons that are stated.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing none. The question is, shall ONCA 2076 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bateforth. Congressman Bateforth. One more try. Congressman Bateforth.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2076 76 passes. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2076 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2082, an act to authorize the IDC departments in trouble works. Please mute your phones. There's a lot of feedback in this building. To expend monies appropriated through the fiscal year 2021 appropriations bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any others who'd like to speak for or against this bill? Hearing none, Congressman Walker.
Waive my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 2082 pass?
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Pott.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfellow.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2082 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2082 is advanced to enrollment. I would entertain a brief recess.
So moved.
Okay, to the call of the chair. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're in recess.
Yes.
Can I be marked as a no?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll make sure she gets it.